The Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by Lanolin Plus Liquid, a wonderful penetrating way to sweep away your skin dryness. And new coffee flavor, Instant Postum, the delicious caffeine-free hot beverage that lets you sleep. And now, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to sing to you now, well, it's a song from the Paramount Technicolor picture, White Christmas. Irving Berlin's famous Mandy.
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading. Something like this. Mandy, there's an innocent Mandy, and it should be Sandy, if we let him make it to. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come on along and let the wedding shine. Bring happy times for Mandy and me. Mandy, oh, hold your beaches to peace. And this is Mandy, and it sure would be Mandy. Oh, Connor, let's let him make a scene. So don't you linger. I got a ring for your finger. And it's sure a humdinger. Come on along and let the wedding chime bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Well, that gets things underway very brightly, Bing.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you very much. The Bing sense of spring, when everything's so fresh and beautiful outside, I thought maybe the gals would like to hear about Lanolin Plus Liquid Cleanser.
Mm-hmm. You mean that remarkable magic in a bottle that lets the gal see the real color of her skin?
I certainly do. The real and really beautiful color. Because Lanolin Plus Liquid Cleanser is a totally and beautifully different kind of cleanser. You see, it cleanses so clean because it can't sink in and sit in pores, often enlarging them, but while you begin to see how really beautiful and clean your face can be. If your skin is fair, you begin to see it all pretty white and truly Dresden again. Medium skin takes on a new, soft specialness, and olive or darker skin actually seems to be lighted from within. It's an exciting, beautiful discovery, gals. And that Lanolin Plus Liquid Cleanser is only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. Need I say more?
Oh, that is succinctly put, Ken. Folks, tonight I'd like to talk a bit about a new book on a great civilized movement which is the product of one man's lofty ideas. A man who knew and understood the needs of boys, was Robert S. Baden-Powell. Now, boys have always interested me, particularly since we were blessed with a goodly number of this unpredictable item. Well, the problem, for sure, but they're worth it, I guess. It's, I keep reminding myself they are. But back to the book. It was written by Will Owsley, and it's entitled The Boy Scout Story. Owsley relates how a great organization got its humble start in a crowded, cramped office on a side street in London, where the only equipment consisted of a small desk, one chair, and a table covered with brochures, pamphlets, and applications for membership. Only these things and the idea of a man who was one of Britain's famed military heroes, Sir Robert S. Baden-Powell. The year was 1908, and of course not many applicants had signed, but with the zeal of an inspired missionary and a handful of boys, Baden-Powell gave impetus to a movement that soon spread like a prairie fire throughout the entire world. This book, The Boy Scout Story, I think it offers inspiration and hope and the promise of world crusade by a great international army of boys who only ask if they can be of service to someone, and who are scouting for peace, and not for war. I think you'll find some excitement, a lot of suspense in all three accounts.
In the dramatic story of an unknown scout in London who helped an American stranger find his way through a pea-soup fog and thereby unwittingly helped to start the Boy Scouts of America, to the heroic deeds of scouts under fire in Korea. The account of the boy who hiked 14 miles in a wheelchair to pass a scout test. Another countless achievement. Now, if you like the woods, if you like the excitement of the outdoors and the campfire, I think this is a book to enjoy. The Boy Scout story is timely, and it's needed especially now when so many of us believe the proper accent on youth should be amplified to combat juvenile delinquency. We hear a great deal about that lately. Now that the story of scouting does get started, it represents youth learning to be a better citizen, having some fun doing it. For parents, it is the knowledge that their boy has a proper outlook for his energies, including the responsibility of the individual boy to develop his own mind and his own talent, and expanding his physical skills and strength to his capabilities. I think by reading this book, you'll find an ideal involving dusty but still dramatic words like duty and faith and reverence. And on the back of the colorful jacket designed by the famous artist Norman Rockwell is a little memo to Americans which I think neatly captures the book. It says, scouting is more than a troop of boys hiking through the woods. It's more than learning first aid and signaling and fire making. It's even more than the daily good turn idea which has been associated with it for so long. Scouting is one of America's great affirmative answers to the problem that besets us today. I think in the Boy Scout story, Will Ausler has written not only an exciting but an objectively accurate account of this adventure. I think it's a story that will interest all Americans because it touches nearly every home and every family. I could go on and on and on about the Scouts. I really could. I think so much of them, but 15 minutes isn't near enough time, and I've got to add a day or two in here from time to time to preserve my identity, don't you think? Dr. Cole?
Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch the stars. Beggars can be choosers. Winners or they're losers, anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. When the right one meets your eyes, 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing the way that mine did when I look at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch the stars. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you, anyone can fall in love. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone. one can touch the stars. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you, anyone can fall in love. Oh, anyone can fall in love.
I think right in through here, right in this little slot, we'll have Gale and Drake step in with a few words concerning new coffee flavor, instant posting.
You know a fellow who is chasing success like a greyhound chases a rabbit, running full tilt about all he has time for. He can't relax, but he's always got the big smile, slap on the back, everything. So when he does let down that front, his wife says he yells at the children, tosses and turns all night, and can barely drag himself out of bed in the morning, and then drinks cup after cup of coffee to keep up the pace. If this sounds a bit like you, remember, but your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to caffeine-free new coffee flavor instant poster. Try it for 30 days. Not a taut nerve, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. Or try regular instant poster. Your grocer has both. But start the 30-day instant potion test right away. See if you don't look better, act better, and feel better.
Oddly enough, I have a deck of record out on this next song. Quite a nice ballad. I hope you're going to like it. Conclude for tonight. Hope you enjoyed what we had to sing for you and what we had to say. Hope also that you'll be listening again tomorrow night at the same time. Same station.
The Bing Crosby Show is transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, the caffeine-free hot beverage that lets you sleep. And Lanolin Plus Liquid, the wonderful penetrating way to end dry skin worries overnight while you sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy.